Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim. We're learning Siman Zayin. Now, Siman Zayin, the Chayyadim deals with the brachas on liquids. What's interesting is the Chayyadim does not mention there is a bracha which Chazar Masakin called Borei Shemen Orev. The Chayyadim does not discuss that bracha at all. The Shulchan Aruch brings that bracha, Borei Shemen Orev, Russia makes pleasant oils which have a nice smell to them, in regards to a bracha and oil of the shemen of the tzuri. It's translated in English as balsam. In tzuri bagilod, the more talks about, there was one of these ingredients in the tzuris, tzuri and alasof and etumasik tof. What it is it's a sap which comes out of the tree. The sap itself has a very, very pleasant smell. So that's a case where the shemen has its own intrinsic smell, and Chazal gave a special bracha for that. What exactly tzuri is, there's somewhat of a debate. So a person would have that type of shemen from tzuri, he would make a bracha on it. Borei shemen arev. In general, the way a person makes sweet-smelling oils and liquids is by soaking items which have a very good smell to the liquid, whether it's water, whether it's oil, until the point that the water and the oil, or the liquid, the water or the oil, absorbs the smell from the source, and now there's a nice smell in the oil itself. So that's what the Chayyadim is going to talk about. Aminei mayim hamirichim. If the source is atzei b'samim, you make the bracha of atzei b'samim. My rosin vaster, they would soak rose hips in water. If the source was something which was an asev, the bracha would be isei b'samim. Misafik mevorach borei minei b'samim. Misafik, you cannot say one or the other. You're not sure what it is. The source is. So you have to say berei minei b'samim, which always works pretty effort. V'davka sheyesh b'hem hamitz shel b'samim gufa, that you've squeezed out some of the oil, some of the liquid from the b'samim itself. So a person squeezes out the rose hips into a liquid. So there is in the water, there is the oil of the rose hips, or there is the liquid from the rose hips, or from something else. You crush them, and there's liquid flows out. So it's not just the smell of the item, but it's that an actual part of the item has been transferred into the liquid. Avlin bishloisam b'mayim ha-shemen v'kultu ha-mayim gam ha-reach. If you just cook them, and the smell transferred without any liquid, any item of the actual b'samim transferring, so that only is relevant if you've taken the water that you cooked with the b'samim and you filtered it. So you removed the actual b'samim. There's no liquid itself which transfers. So roy shalal hariach behem. Over there, it's going to be a machlok as well. You can make any bracha at all. Do we deal with this as if all there is a smell without the source? We'll see a case later on. A person stores b'samim in a kli for a period of time, removes the b'samim, so a certain amount of the smell has absorbed into the walls of the kli. So you do not make a bracha on that. It's called reach shein lewikur. It's a smell which doesn't have a source. You don't make a bracha on that. So the same thing the Chayyadim is saying is true. If a person would do that with water, it's reaction loiker. It's just the smell without anything else. So if you have the actual psamim remaining there, or you know that you've squeezed out the actual liquid from the psamim, so you're not making a bracha on that. There is an ikr. This is part of the psamim itself. But if all you've done is transfer the smell from the psamim into the water, so that's Rashi and Luikr, and you do not make a bracha, according to some opinions. Others disagree and say that over here you've actually transferred by the cooking process, you've taken in the psamim into the water, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. So the Chayyadim suggest that therefore, because of the suffix, person should avoid the situation and not smell it. If a person wants to be makel, allow himself to smell, he can do so, but the bracha is going to be berei menei besamim. Now, the question which that applies nowadays is you have perfumes and colognes, these type of things, which are artificial flavors. How do we apply the halachas which you're seeing here to the modern scenarios that we're dealing with? Yes, we'll talk about that in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.